And welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. My name is Ross Yeo, and today I'm joined by Melissa Bartlett, editor of the ISIS Fatty Alcohols Report. So, Melissa, as we approach the beginning of the fourth quarter, I'm wondering if you can give me a quick update on the fatty alcohols market during the third quarter.
Certainly. So, if we go all the way back to the start of the third quarter, contracts which are generally negotiated on a quarterly basis were a bit tricky, to say the least. There were some very long discussions that took place and some real differences in opinions between the buyers and the sellers of the fatty alcohols. And the primary reason for this was that a previous and ongoing volatility and rising in PKO, that's palm kernel oil prices, were really putting pressure on European fatty alcohol levels. Palm kernel oil is the primary feedstock for fatty alcohols. It's what, with the exception of some synthetic manufacturing routes, what most of the alcohols sold in Europe are made of. So prices for that really impact the European market. So because prices rose so steeply and so quickly over the second quarter, buyers were really hesitant to enter into quarterly contracts or to buy large volumes because they didn't want to expose themselves to the risk of the PKO price falling and therefore the fatty alcohols price falling and be left with excess, very expensive stock. What we have seen is then over the quarter a period of hand-to-mouth buying, real trends in people just covering the bare minimum of volumes that they need. But as it turns out, PKO prices haven't fallen. In fact, they've continued to grow over the quarter. They're now looking a little more stable, but certainly a lot higher than they were at the start of the quarter, definitely higher than they were at the start of the second quarter and the start of the year. So we're not perhaps seeing the same volatility, but certainly seeing a lot higher levels, which is kind of where we set the scene for going forward. And that's where we're at the moment, seeing these really high PKO levels.
Right, interesting. And so tell me, what does this all mean for the fourth quarter contracts?
Well, two key things. One, I think we can quite safely say, and I think feedback suggests that the market consensus is that we can expect quite significant rises in fatty alcohol prices in Europe for the fourth quarter. One source that I was speaking to this week said that they had achieved in the region of 400 euros per ton increase on levels that they had achieved in Q3. So definitely, I think we can expect a significant increase. But on the positive side, what I think we can expect is to see more consensus in the market. As we've seen PKO levels continue on the track that they were on at the start of the third quarter, we now see that most parties in the market do understand that this is sort of where the fatty alcohol levels are going to be for the fourth quarter. So there's less back and forth, there's less pushback from the buyers, and there's less hesitancy. So we're seeing that that trend of hand-to-mouth buying that we saw in the third quarter may not continue to such an extent in the fourth quarter, and really the return of the quarterly contracts and settlements being a lot easier.
Sure, okay. And so contracts aside, how do you see the fourth quarter unfolding and as we get to the end of the year?
Well, again, this is quite an interesting one, and I will talk once again about the impact of the PKO price levels. And just to kind of give you an idea of how significant those raw material prices are to the European market, despite the fact that the majority of the production is based in Malaysia and Indonesia, it's quite far removed from the European market, but at the end of the day, it does have a huge impact very directly on the European market. One real clear example of that is the fact that at the surfactants conference recently in Berlin, the results of the global surfactants survey were presented by Neil Burns and by ISIS. And in that, 60% of manufacturers noted that what worried them most in the markets was volatility in raw materials pricing. So we've got a couple of factors coming up in the fourth quarter that could be impacted by that. The first is potential short supply of fatty alcohols in Europe. That is because producers in Europe and importers of fatty alcohols have been quite hesitant as levels have been rising. We've seen the volatility in the feedstock price. They haven't wanted to bring material over to Europe, again, exposing themselves to risk by holding large volumes of highly priced stock. So I think there's been quite a lot of suggestion that didn't really see too much impact in the third quarter, but certainly in the fourth quarter, we could see some shortness, some tightness developing in the market on the basis of previously hesitant buying trends. The next thing is, and this is a bit of an unknown factor, is that following quite a longer El Niño period in Malaysia, we're now looking at La Niña, and we don't yet know what impact that's going to have on PKO prices. I think it will probably have some impact, but at the moment, not really 100% sure what impact it will have. So we could even see some falls in PKO prices, potentially, but we won't really see that play out in the fatty alcohols markets in Europe until the first quarter in terms of prices, but certainly in terms of supply, it could have an impact.
Okay, well, one to watch. Melissa Bartlett, thanks very much.